real truth daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
We all have a story to tell, right? Yesterday, we talked about these men who stood at a distance and they couldn't see, and they recognized that Jesus, as he was passing out of Jericho and passing by, they recognized that he was the Son of God and Savior of the world, because they said, "Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David." And what did Jesus do? Well, listen, this is what verse 34 says. "And Jesus, in pity, touched their eyes, and immediately they recovered their sight." Listen to this. "And followed him." Jesus had performed this incredible miracle. Now they're able to see, maybe for the first time for many, many years. And what do? They follow him. Now, I don't think that just means that they committed their life to him and were one of his disciples. I think it literally means that they followed him into where? Into Jerusalem. This had taken place on the Friday or Saturday before Palm Sunday. Right? And so they followed him into Jerusalem. I don't know where they stayed, but the next day or two, what did they see? Jesus riding triumphantly on a donkey into Jerusalem, palm branches being waved, people saying, "Hey, Hosanna, Son of David," same thing that they said, "Son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," making the same confession they made: Jesus is the Christ, the promised Messiah. Now, as they followed him into town, they probably hung around because they wanted to see what happened to this man. Who is he? What's he going to do? And then, of course, they understood. And maybe they were even there. You ever thought about this? That these two guys that were born blind, now that we're able to see for the next 4 or 5 days, they witnessed possibly the crucifixion of Christ. But then 3 days later, witnessed his resurrection and followed him around all the more after the resurrection. You talk about a story to tell. Can you imagine what their story was like? You're not going to believe it, guys. But we were on the side of the road outside of Jericho, not able to see anything. And Jesus of Nazareth, the promised Messiah, touches our eyes. We followed him to Jerusalem. We saw him ride on a donkey. We heard people hail him as the Son of David. We know he's the Messiah. He was crucified. He was raised. We've seen him, and we are in. We're committing our life to him because he is who he claimed to be, the Son of God. What a story to tell. Now, my friends, you have a story to tell too. You were born spiritually blind, and the Spirit of God removed the blinders so that you could recognize Jesus for who he is. Your life has been touched, renewed, and restored by the grace of God. Your sins have been forgiven, and the gates of heaven have been opened to you by repentance and faith in Christ. Because what Jesus has done for you, your life has been changed. You're going towards God, not away from him. You're running into the arms of the Father instead of away from the arms of the Father. You have someone guiding your life instead of calling the shots on your own. On and on and on, we could go on to say that your life would be empty without the Lord Jesus Christ. But it's full and purposeful because of Christ. You have a story to tell, my friend. And may I encourage you to tell it. I'm sure these two blind guys never stopped testifying what Christ had done, not only in restoring their sight, but in Christ, what Christ had done in making them a new person, and how they were witnesses to the crucifixion, witnesses to the resurrection, witnesses to the 40 days that followed after that. And they had a story to tell. So do you. They had assurance in Christ. So do you. As a matter of fact, I think of that song, "Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine." Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born in the Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my crown, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Those men had blessed assurance that Jesus was who he claimed to be. He restored their sight. He's restored our spiritual sight. Blessed assurance. We have a story to tell. Tell it, my friends. Tell it until the day the Lord calls you home or comes back in glory to take you home, both body and soul, forever. Let it be so and let it be done. This is our story. Tell it, my friend. Tell it. And that is today's Daily Truth. Have a great day in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If this ministry is blessing you, please consider supporting us by sharing this channel with a friend. You can also like, comment, subscribe, or leave a review. This helps us tremendously. Come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.